Let us pray before we start with the word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so grateful that on this day, the 3rd of January, the first Sunday of 2016, we could gather like this in your house, Father. It is such an honor for us that we could come and be in your presence this morning. Father, we do not take this time lightly. Lord, we came here seeking you, and it's such a joy for us to know that as we've come to meet with you, Father, you are present, Father. We know that you will manifest yourself to us. And so, Father, this morning in Jesus' mighty name, we open our hearts to you, and we say, Lord, as your word comes forth, help us, Father, to understand it and to grasp it, and have it bear fruit in our lives. Father, we thank you for a great start into 2016. Lord, we expect nothing less than great. We expect that this year will be a great year for us. This is our expectation. This is what we are hoping for. And this is what we are confessing as well. So Lord, we are trusting you, Father God, to make 2016 a great year for us individually and a great year for Fountain of His Word. Father, we're so grateful that we can look back at 2015 and see, Father, what you have done in our lives, the great things, the great impact you've had in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for setting us up for 2016. And now as we start in 2016, Father God, we are set to take off with you and see great and mighty things. Lord, your word says, they that they know their God shall do great exploits. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we open our hearts this morning, and Father, we say we are trusting you that we will see great exploits in 2016. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive it, Father, and we thank you for our daily doses, Father God, daily provisions, Father God, that we are receiving, Father God. Your mercies are new every day. They are new every morning, Father God. Thank you, Father God, like you gave manna to the children of Israel, Father. You told them to collect manna for that day. And Lord, there was a declaration that you expect us to come and receive from you on daily basis, Father. Thank you, Father God, that we know that you can cast a vision, Father, and show us things to come and tell us things to come in the future. But Father God, you will also on daily basis make provisions for that day. And Lord, we thank you that your word says we therefore should not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Father, we are so grateful that as we start this year on this day, Father, every day of our lives in 2016, Father, will be provided for by you. Father, we receive your protection, Father. We receive your provision, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive that all be well with us in 2016. We receive that in Jesus' mighty name, we walk in the glory of the Lord in 2016. Father, we are so grateful, Father. You are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or even think about. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we receive that you grant us things, Father God, that we cannot even think about. In Jesus' name, we release our faith right now to receive great and mighty things in 2016, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this great day of 2016. And thank you, Lord, for this great year, which is 2016. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray that you'll have your way, Father. Have your way over our lives. And we believe that we'll never be the same again. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The message that the Lord has given to me is entitled, Your Promotion is from the Lord. You know that we are busy with our series on lessons from Joseph. This for me, it just blesses me how God set us up to close 2015. Last week, the Lord said to us, you cannot keep a good man down. And that was a message from above to say 2015 is ending. It doesn't matter how 2015 was for us. If 2015 was not what we expected, the Bible says you cannot keep a good man down. And that is coming out of a series that we started about 7 weeks ago. And just the timing for that word to be the word that we had at the end of 2016. And in the beginning of 2016, God is starting us with this word. He says, your promotion is from the Lord. Now we're starting 2016 knowing that our promotion is from the Lord. What a way to start the year. In other words, we are saying, as we start this year, let us not look at what we can do, what we can accomplish in our own strength. Let us not limit God. Let us allow God to bring about the promotion that He has for us. I will show you when we look at Joseph. Joseph told the cupbearer, after he interpreted his dream, he told him that when you get back to your job and you serve Pharaoh again, please mention me before Pharaoh and tell him that I'm actually in jail for the crime that I did not commit. So tell Pharaoh so that I can be freed. Joseph was expecting just to be freed from the jail. But God had something better than that. God had his promotion in mind. He had him ruling with Pharaoh. When God brings your promotion, it will be much more than what you expected. This is what I believe God wants us to start this year with. Knowing that our promotion does not come from ourselves. Our promotion will not take place because we do certain things. But our promotion comes from Him. And as we follow His leading, His direction, like Joseph followed God's leading when he interpreted the dreams for the cupbearer as well as the baker, the Bible tells us he could have decided not to give that interpretation. But the Lord instructed him. He gave him the interpretation and he gave that interpretation to those people. So I'm saying, as we follow now what the Lord tells us to do, He says, do this. You do that under the instruction of the Lord. I can tell you, you will see great things happening in your life. Your promotion does not come from the north, the south, the west, or the east, but your promotion comes from the Lord. That's the word that we have for you today. In starting, we are all Christians. We know that there are traditions. Everywhere you go, we will have traditions. And those things, they help us to be used to doing things and going through things. And they help us. As long as those traditions do not stand in the way of the Lord, there's nothing wrong with them. But the moment they stand in the way of the Lord, that's when we need to throw them away. But our traditions as well are not the Alpha and the Omega. So we need to always look at our traditions and see what good is coming out of them and take whatever is good out of those. That's perfect. But we must not then think that all the time that's how God is going to do things. We are starting a new year. Now there are two things that I want you to remember as we start this new year. God's principles and promises do not change because we have entered into 2016. The same principles that He used in the past year, the principles that He taught you last year, the promises that He gave you last year, those promises still stand. They are not going to fall off. Now that you're entering a new year, it doesn't mean that those principles and the processes fall off. That's the first thing that I want you to keep in mind. Number two, the redemptive work is already finished. God is no longer going to do any redemptive work. He finished the work. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says he has blessed us with all blessings in heavenly places. So it's a done deal. God has finished his work. The only thing that has to happen now is we have to access what God has made available to us. That we have to know. That we have to accept. Don't expect God to do something new. Something new may appear because you have believed God for it. If you do not believe God for anything, you will see nothing. But if you believe God for something, you will see God doing that thing. Praise the Lord. God can give you a specific way to focus your faith in a specific year. So God can come and say, this is the word that I have for this year, which is crucial, and it works. God has done that throughout the years when the Lord gave a word to the body of Christ, where he said, this year, this is the word that I have for you. God has done it over the years as well, where he has brought a revelation of his work over seasons. You can look back in the history of the church. You'll see that during certain periods, God brought about a specific revelation for that period. And then the following season, he brought another revelation and another revelation. You know, this is what we see in the body of Christ. But when he brings the new revelation, he does not take away the old. He adds to the old. So you do not say that word that I had for 2015, it was for 2015 only. God does not take away his blessings. He adds his revelation upon revelation upon revelation so that we can experience more of him. You must understand that according to God, he has finished everything. Everything. But now what prevents the manifestation of all that God has in mind is our mind renewal. So God will slowly help us by bringing the revelation to bring about the renewal of our minds. But now what I want to say to you, if you are hearing something for the first time today, you must know that that's not a new revelation in the world. Somebody else, somewhere else had that revelation. And they have been experiencing the fruit of that revelation before you even heard about this revelation. So do not then think that this word that God is giving this year, it's such a new word in the world. It may be for you. Because God wants you what? To focus your faith. Because now you believe that this is the word that the Lord has given me this year. And as you meditate on that word, think upon it, what happens is you're getting your faith to focus on that word. And as you focus on that word, what is going to happen? The Bible tells us that the revelation will come. And as soon as the revelation comes, you'll see the manifestation. So all of us, when we start in a new year as the body of Christ, we all ask God, God, what do you have for me this year? And we want to hear him. What does he have for us this year? But if the Lord does not say anything to you, it does not mean that then God has nothing for you. You must remember that God brings his bread, his provision on daily basis. That is how he brought the manna. He told the Israelites, he said to them, do not collect more food than you need for that particular day, because you're thinking that I'll have that food tomorrow. So what is it that we're understanding there? That God wants us to every day come and seek provision from him. Jesus Christ, when he taught his disciples, what did he teach them? He told them that Ask, say, Father, give us this day our daily bread. It did not teach them to say, pray for the rest of the year. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm sure that you understand what I'm saying. I'm saying to you, if you have not received a specific word, don't think that then you're out of line. Because God will give you the word for that particular day. When you come before Him and you seek Him, what's the word for today, Lord? He will give you that word. And when you come together in a service on a Sunday, week to week, God will give us bread for that week. God never gave them manna and said, you don't have to come to me anymore. That's the challenge that we have as well in the body of Christ. Some people come to church on the first Sunday of the year because they want to hear the word for that year, and that's the last time you see them in church. They now know what's the word for the year. So then they say, bye-bye, we'll see you at the end of the year. So God gives us our daily bread. So every day, God will give you the word. So every Sunday, when you come to church on Sunday, God is giving you fresh word. You don't have a word for the year? Don't be perturbed. God makes provisions for you on daily basis. But as I'm saying, God can give you a word. When He gives you this word, the idea that He has, He's going to focus your faith over the period, because He wants you to meditate on this way. But if it does not happen, as I'm saying, daily, you can go to the word of God just like Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, the Bible tells us that Daniel, when he read the books, he realized that God said the Israelites would be in captivity for 70 years. So when he saw the promise in the books, he was reading the book of Jeremiah, the prophet. When he saw that promise, the Bible says he took that word as the promise from the Lord, and he started seeking God according to that word. Can you see? Now, what's happening here? He was reading the books of the prophet. And as he was reading it, then he saw this promise. He took that promise because it's what he needed. So now, God can give you a specific word. If God does not give you a specific word, go to the word of God yourself and take whatever promise that you need for your life. And as you take it, God is going to respond to that. That is the word for you for that time. God wants us to not put Him in a box. He has done things in certain ways in the past, but that should not dictate to say this is how He will always do things. When you look at Jesus, Jesus told the Jews that followed Him to spend time in the way, and He said they would then enjoy deliverance. What are we seeking for? When we look for the word from God, we want that word to produce something in our lives. What did Jesus tell the Jews that believed Him? He told them to spend time in His word. Let's read it. It's John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him. So these guys, they are already believers in Christ. Jesus saying to them, if you abide in My word. These are believers already. He says, abide in My word. If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. So you may be a believer, but not be a disciple of Jesus Christ. What makes you a disciple? You will be a disciple if you abide in His word. A disciple, in simple terms, is a student. We have a lot of people that believe in Jesus Christ, but they are not His students. They are not learning from Him. They are not learning to live the life as He says. They've believed in Him. But then Jesus is saying, hey, you are not My disciples indeed if you do not abide in My word. And He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So in the beginning of the year, as we start the year, know that the truth is what will set you free. It's the truth that is going to bring what God has in store for you. The truth will bring that thing to pass. So you may then, as I said, God can give you a word for the year. If he has not given you a word for the year, just go to his word and take that word and work that word. Believe that it is like the manna that God was giving to the children of Israel on daily basis. Believe that it's like when Jesus said, Father, give me my daily bread today. It would be like every day, expect God to speak to you. And take the words that God gives to you on daily basis. And as I said to you, when God gives you a word, he builds on that word, he adds. Now think about this. In the beginning of 2016, God says to us, don't worry about your promotion. Your promotion is from me. That's a great start. That's a great start of to the year. Do not worry about your promotion. Your promotion is coming. And when it comes, it will be from me. That word brings peace. So, John 8:31-32, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, don't limit God. Flow with him by receiving daily or weekly provision. If he has not given you a word for the year, it's fine. Receive daily. Receive weekly. And he will highlight things for you that are specific. Now, when God gives us a message in a week, that message is our provision. Chow that word. Take time in that word. Spend time, because that is critical for you to understand. You do not pay attention to the weekly messages. You're missing out. God brought you to be part of this family. And when you're part of this family, you need then to hear the word that God is speaking to us in this family on a weekly basis. So take time. Listen to those words. I do not plan the messages. But the Lord gives us messages and he tells us this is the message to preach. And we preach the word that God wants us to have preached on that particular Sunday. So in other words, every Sunday, God is giving you a word for that week. You come next week, God is going to give you a different word. It could be perhaps just a continuation on what he said the previous week, because God builds up on the messages that he has given us. Let us not limit God. Allow him to flow as he wishes to. So God has led us to continue studying Joseph as we start this year with this week's focus on God's promoting us. So for me, that's a great word for this year. God's promotion. God promoting you and I. That is what God says he will do. He is going to promote us this year. Praise the Lord. So this is what I'm expecting this year then. I am expecting that God is going to promote you and I supernaturally. Supernaturally. Not by our strength. God will make it happen supernaturally. Watch and see God doing things in your life this year supernaturally. Watch. Just watch him. Just watch him. I'm telling you, you will see him. He's going to promote you supernaturally. But this is great. Later on, we'll look at Joseph's little brother. His name was Benjamin. Remember, we are taking lessons from Joseph. So we'll even get to the point where we'll talk about his little brother, Benjamin. The story that we are told is that this little brother, when the brothers were in Egypt, they received from Joseph, this little brother received 5 times more than what was given to the other brothers. 5 times. What does 5 stand for?
The number.
5 stands for grace. The Lord is going to supernaturally promote us this year, and we are also still going to, we're still going to learn about the little brother of Joseph that received 5 times more than the other brothers. The other brothers were from their mother, Leah. There were 10 sons, and that represents what? The law. This child, the child of grace, Benjamin, received 5 times more than the children of the law, because we have decided to stick with the gospel of grace. Amen. So I am believing that we will have 5 times more than the children that follow the law. I'm telling you, we are set up for a great year. We are set up for a great, great year. Praise be to God. So, you must remember, Joseph was like Jesus. He was ruling in Egypt. We are living on this planet Earth. We are not in heaven as yet. He is our king. He rules here. The Bible tells us that God blesses everybody. The blessing of the Lord is upon everybody. He rains his rain upon the just and the unjust. But I can tell you, just like Joseph, that made provision, that provided food for his brothers, all his brothers. When it came to his little brother, there was this natural affection to his little brother. And because of that, he then gave the little brother 5 times. And I'm saying to you, we who believe in the grace of God, what Jesus Christ has done, are standing on the finished work of Christ. I'm believing that this year we'll see 5 times more than what we would see if we tried to follow God using the laws and whatever. Jesus himself is going to bless you this year. He will give you 5 times because you've received his grace. Take it or leave it. I am taking it. I am taking it. Praise the Lord. Now, expecting grace, I am expecting grace then to produce 5 times this year. 5 times. This will be a great year. Oh, this will be a great year. I'm telling you, we ain't seen nothing yet. We think 2015 was a great year. 2015 was a great year. 2015 was great for us. We were so grateful for that. But we ain't seen nothing yet. Now, remember, we're doing lessons from Joseph. That was just the introduction. We are now on Genesis chapter 41. We'll read verses 8 to 13 for now, then we'll continue. From verse 8, the Bible says, the next morning Pharaoh was very disturbed by the dreams. So Pharaoh had 2 dreams. He could not interpret them. So he was very disturbed. So he called for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. When Pharaoh told them his dreams, not one of them could tell him what they meant. Finally, the king's chief cupbearer spoke up. He said, today I have been reminded of my failure, he told Pharaoh. 2 years before this time, Joseph interpreted the dream for this chief cupbearer. He told him what was going to happen. And after he told him what was going to happen, he said, when you are back saving Pharaoh, please tell Pharaoh, tell him that I am in jail and I'm here for the crime I did not commit. So tell him, just speak on my behalf. This man, unfortunately, forgot about Joseph for 2 full years. Now he says, today I have been reminded of my failure. Some time ago, you were angry with the chief baker and me, And you imprisoned us in the place of the captain of the guard. One night, the chief baker and I each had a dream, and each dream had its own meaning. There was a young Hebrew man with us in the prison who was a slave of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he told us what each of our dreams meant. This is important for us to note. Verse 13, and everything happened just as he had predicted. I was restored to my position as cupbearer, and the chief baker was executed and impaled on a pole. Joseph did what was possible to get himself out of prison. He told the cupbearer to mention him to Pharaoh and tell him that he was in prison for the crime he didn't commit. So he did what he could do. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You've got an opportunity to speak up and tell people what you can do or what's happening with it. There's nothing wrong. But here what we see is that he tried that. It did not work. Because the cupbearer got back to his position to serve Pharaoh. He totally forgot about him. So I am saying to you, do not put your trust in people. People can promise you heaven on earth, but they may not be able to do that for you. It may not be that they intentionally do not want to give what they promised, but it could be that unfortunately circumstances just did not allow them to. So don't put your trust in people. If somebody gives you a promise, trust God to help that person to bring their promise to pass. So your trust is not in the person, but your trust is in God using the person. Do you understand that part? Now, we see that the cupbearer forgot about him for 2 years. And Psalm 75, verse 6, it says, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from south. Your promotion is not going to come from many things. Your promotion is going to come from God. So keep your eyes on God. Focus on God. Verse 14. Pharaoh sent for Joseph at once, and he was quickly brought from the prison. Think about this. He's brought from the prison to go and meet Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Now, what is happening when he is called to appear before greatness? After he shaved and changed his clothes. This is important. Dress for the occasion. What did he do? He shaved and he changed his clothes. He knew that he was going to appear before Pharaoh. This is important. Know where you are going and dress or behave appropriately. You cannot get to Pharaoh and say, hey Pharaoh, high five. Can you imagine? There is a language that is spoken when you get before Pharaoh. Speak the right language. Do not say, this is who I am, this is how I am, this is how I do things. It doesn't matter where I am. Even if I'm in front of Pharaoh, I will always be myself. Forget it. You'll never get a chance to get before Pharaoh. Or will you get before Pharaoh? Pharaoh will ask you to leave. Because you are not dressed. Or you do not behave appropriately. Bazalana, this is critical. Don't lose an opportunity just because you disregard the rules of engagement. You decide not to follow protocol. When you are invited to come to a place, ask for the protocol that you must observe. Remember, we are taking lessons from Joseph. What's the protocol? And observe protocol. And you will see, you'll just fit in. It'll be like, I've been here for a long time because you were wise to observe protocol. And the same goes if you get invited into somebody's life, or you invite somebody to your life. I think this is more powerful. If you invite somebody to your life, they must observe protocol. If they do not observe protocol, chuck them out. They are not meant to be in your life. We as the children of God have to be wise and learn to operate in this world. We have to understand that. Joseph shaved and changed his clothes because he knew how to present himself before greatness. Now, this is what I want to say as well with the statement of how I am dressed today in particular. For me, it is critical that we do not exclude anybody from coming to this church because they feel that they don't have suits, they don't have the right shoes, they do not have certain things that make them look good. This house of the Lord is for everybody. And we want people to be free to be themselves. So if it is for you, you feel like you want to wear your three-piece suit when you come to church, please do it, enjoy it, but don't expect everybody to do the same thing. There are people who do not have those suits. So let's allow those people to come and fellowship with us the way they are. So I will not mind seeing a person coming here on a Sunday. They are wearing presentably so, but they are not in a suit. I'll have no problem with it. I will have no problem with a person that walks in here with a suit. When we're talking about dressing appropriately, we're talking about when you're going out to the marketplace. This is not a marketplace. This is the house of the Lord. It is called a house of prayer for all nations. So everybody is welcome. People in the marketplace do not observe you in the spirit. They judge you according to what they see in you. Therefore, strive for excellence. You will never achieve excellence. You have to strive for it every day. Every day, just doing something a little bit better than yesterday. Improving on daily basis. That's what you should focus on every time. Focus on being better than yesterday. The moment you stop on trying to be better than yesterday, you are not striving for excellence. A person that is natural, that is not going to perceive you in the spirit, can bypass you. Just because you neglected to be excellent in what you were supposed to do. Don't just do it. I've done it. Strive for excellence. Otherwise, the world will never be able to recognize you. Constantly work on how you present yourself. We have different points of departure, but none of us has arrived. We are work in progress, all of us. So be conscious of your areas that need to be prioritized and earnestly start working on them and ask the Lord to help you as you work on those things. Verse 15, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream last night and no one here can tell me what it means. But I have heard that when you hear about a dream, you can interpret it. And this is the answer now from Joseph. It is beyond my power to do this, Joseph replied. But God can tell you what it means and set you at ease. What we are seeing here is that Joseph didn't take credit for what only God can do. Give credit to God. Conclusion. God will promote you. Know that. Now, rest in His promise. This year, as we start this year, Rest in his promise that he is going to promote you. So he's going to open doors for you. Great and mighty doors for you. And receive that. Stand on that promise. Receive it. And don't strive for it. It's a promise from the Lord. So he's going to make it come to pass. Your part is to say, okay, God, I'll stay. I'll rest in you. I will trust you for this promise. And as you do that, he's going to bring it to pass. You just have to receive. And I want you to expect his favor to rest upon you. You are a child of grace. You believe in the unmerited favor of God. That is what grace means. So expect the unmerited favor to be upon yourself. Unmerited, unearned favor. You seeing favor that you did not work for. Expect that to happen to you. And as I said, Benjamin received 5 times more than what was received by his brothers. And lastly, allow the Holy Spirit to show you how to sharpen yourself for the world to recognize your uniqueness. You are unique. You are not the same. We have over 7 billion people on this planet Earth. Nobody is like you. You are unique. People may try to put you in a box and want you to be like them. If you try to be somebody you are not, you will dismally fail. So, if you want to fail, try to be somebody you are not. If you want to succeed, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to sharpen yourself for you to be able to be the unique you that you're supposed to be. Don't try to be like them. Don't try to fit in. Allow God to reveal who you are. Praise the Lord. That's the message that I had for us today. Now, in closing, I would like us to have our Holy Communion for this week. As we start this year, I want you to look back and say, this is the word we received this morning. It's about God promoting us. He says he is going to promote us. So how is that going to happen? It's only going to happen because Jesus Christ has already paid the price. So I want you today to think about anything that the Lord has put in your heart that you trust in God for. Perhaps you came with a prayer request or whatever. When you partake of the Holy Communion, what I want you to do is to understand that Jesus Christ has already made the provision for it. So partake, receive what Jesus Christ has done for you already. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can I just pray before we have the Holy Communion? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this wonderful weight of encouragement from you, telling us that you will promote us. Father, we receive it. We receive that this year you will promote us. We are so grateful for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that through the Holy Spirit you will help us to be able to receive that you promote us. Father, we pray that you will help us to be sensitive to the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that we will always be at the right place, at the right time, that we will always say the right thing at the right time. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the manifestation of your promotion over our lives. We receive promotion over every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise. Amen.
Praise the Lord.